Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I don't know where you live, and whether it's the city or the burbs or a rural area, I would imagine you are hearing fireworks go off left and right. It's just a part of the 4th of July weekend. It's how some people celebrate. Sometimes those are M80s, and on the phone is Sean Gurley. And Sean, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So tell everybody what your website is about. It's militarywithptsd.com or .org?
.org.
.org. Okay. So a certified 501c3, I would imagine. And you are the wife of a veteran. And did he return from war with PTSD?
Yes. He's a disabled veteran. And that is after a few years of him being at home and not being able, you know, I didn't really understand what was wrong with him. One of the things I used to always say was, you know, they never prepared me for what came home. They gave me the books to read and everything. And what the books were saying was not what I was seeing at home. And so when we finally got into the VA in the vet center, we did counseling for years there. And I want to say about 8 years after he had returned home from his last deployment, he was awarded disability for PTSD.
It is a disabling disease. I've got a couple nephews, one who has fought in Afghanistan, and when he came back, he had a lot of struggles and a lot of things he had to deal with. So that prompted you to put together a book called The War at Home, and it's just about spouses and how you prepare to welcome vets back into a situation that they forgot how to live among, right? Or in.
And it's very eye-opening because the book goes, it alternates back and forth between Justin, my husband, telling his side and me telling my side.
Interesting.
And yeah. You know, you can take a situation that most people would look at, okay, so he's sleeping on the couch, you're sleeping in your bed, you guys are just missing each other. No, it was more than missing each other. You know, it was a complete lack of understanding of why there was a disconnect. You know, something as simple as, I would say, you know, I don't understand why you're so upset, and I don't understand why you've got this road rage and why whatever situation's happening. And, you know, he's looking at it as, I don't understand why you're late coming home, wherever you are. You know, over there, if you're late, you could be dead.
Exactly. So 4th of July weekend does present big problems for people with PTSD, especially veterans, right? Has that been an issue in your house or in your neighborhood in the past?
Yes, it has. And, you know, we started this campaign back in 2015.
Right. And are you behind the signs? Because there are signs in some yards that identify a veteran as living there. Are you behind those signs?
Yes, those signs come from our organization, and we, since 2015, have sent them, you know, to any veteran who requests a sign. In 2015, what we did was we told everybody, you know, we're going to send out these free signs. Well, we were overloaded with so many requests, and then others, whenever we went viral, started asking, you know, how can I get one now? I don't want to go on the waiting list. So what we devised was, if you can afford it and you don't want to go on the waiting list, if you pay for the shipping for your sign, it will also cover the shipping to send a free sign out to the veterans on the waiting list.
Oh, that's awesome. This is Sean Gurley. She is with militarywithptsd.org. And tell everybody what the signs say, how it identifies that there's a veteran in your neighborhood.
Yeah, it says, military veteran lives here. Please be courteous with fireworks. Now, one of the things that I always tell people, because since 2015, there was a lot of confusion on what the sign was really asking. This sign does not represent, you know, that people have to stop their fireworks or stop having fun. I mean, the 4th of July is celebrating our freedom. Veterans don't want to stop people setting off fireworks. What this sign represents is letting people know, hey, there's a veteran that lives here in this neighborhood. The days leading up to the 4th and away from the 4th, just give them a courteous heads up that you're going to be setting off fireworks. The 4th of July they know there's going to be fireworks, and it's the veteran's responsibility at that time.
Right.
To, you know,
it's really just about, it's about knowing your neighbor and extending a courtesy and just knocking on the door and saying, hey, I'm having a party tonight. We've got fireworks, and we're going to be blowing some stuff off. It's that simple. It's, you know, they're not asking for anything other than that consideration, right?
That's all that's being asked. And what we always tell people, because a lot of people, oh, I don't know if the vet, are they going to get upset with me? And what I always tell people is the surprising reaction that we saw in 2015 was when people did start giving that courteous heads up, the vets started going out and participating with them.
Oh.
The vets are usually okay so long as they know that the fireworks are coming. And a lot of vets, they like the big explosions when they know they're coming. That is the key.
Yeah, I know with my nephew, when he came home from Afghanistan, there were a few times where he'd be watching a movie or something and explosions would go off and you could see him flinch or quiver, you know. And so, yeah, it's the unexpected because they're used to somebody trying to kill them. So any of those explosions are, you know, not good for someone with PTSD. So the name of your campaign is Explosion of Kindness, and it's just to educate everyone on the effects of fireworks on veterans and hopefully others who are afflicted with PTSD. And it's about seeing it from both sides, and it's an online community, right?
Correct.
Okay, so if you want to check out Sean's page, it's militarywithptsd.org. And like she said, if you want to buy a sign, well, then that gives a sign for a vet who maybe not, you know, doesn't have the resources to get the sign. And I just think it's a good thing to let people know. And I kind of suspect with this, you know, being the 4th of July where everybody is out and people are gathering and there's big parties this weekend, that you might see that there's a little more when it comes to firework activity other than just going to see your city blast them off, right?
Yeah, especially with last year, you know, a lot of fireworks didn't happen because of COVID. So we've kind of been, we've been talking to the vets and explaining to them that this year will probably be bigger than most years they've seen in quite a while.
Yeah, it's gonna be loud, I think. There's no doubt about it. And you live in Indiana where it is legal, right?
Yes, we do. And so, it's legal for 2 full weeks here.
Oh.
So, yeah. Well, so we have a lot of fun here.
You would think that it's legal every day of the year here, but it's not. But that doesn't stop people from going to Crazy Kaplan's or wherever and bringing back a whole trunk load of fireworks. So I appreciate you calling today. I wish you and your husband the best. I'm glad that he got his designation so that he can get the help that he needs and the financial resources. It's the Explosion of Kindness campaign. It's militarywithptsd.org. Sean, thanks for calling today. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.